Welcome to Let's Endocommunicate. This is a group of four-year secondary schools students from José de Churriguera in Leganés.
Today we are going to speak about current news. We are going to interview our language assistant, Veronica. We are going to interview our English teacher, Ruben. And finally, we are going to listen to a report of anxiety.
Yeah. You are listening to Too Many Nights by Metro Boomin. Let's get it started.
Good morning. Today is 10th of May 2024 and we are going to talk about current news.
My name is Maite and I'm going to talk about the 8th of March.
My name is Carmen and I'm going to talk about the horrible fire that took place in Valencia.
Hello, this is Eva and I'm going to talk about the scam and murder of three brothers of Fórmula de Tarragona.
My name is Alejandra and I'm going to talk about the genocide of Palestinians by the State of Israel.
The 8th of March is the International Women's Day and a demonstration was held in Atocha to defend women's rights, protest against sex violence against women and to claim of a egalitarian society. Around 30,000 people attend. The word purple cloth seems that color symbolizes the royal blood that runs through the veins of eight fighters for the rights to vote. Purple symbolizes women's awareness of freedom and dignity. Purple was the color of smoke that came out a seed factory in 1911 in the Big Apple in New York, where 150 workers died in a fire, most of the women.
There is an ongoing social alarm conflict between Israelis and Palestinians for control of the historic region of Palestine, and a terrible escalation of violence that began on 7 October 2023. More than 35,000 people have been killed in the war between Israel and Palestine, and 7,000 missing. Every day, thousands of bombs are falling on the Gaza Strip. Houses, schools, and hospitals have been destroyed, and a large amount of the victims are children, the elderly, and women. And now, let's listen to a report from Channel 4 News in the UK about a recent Israeli airstrike in Rafah in southern Gaza, which has killed at least 9 people, including children.
She strokes the dead child's hair. My love, my soul, my dearest grandchild, she cries. At a hospital in Rafah, the awful consequences of two Israeli airstrikes. No words can bring any comfort to Ahmed. His wife and daughter were amongst the victims. He cradles the body of 5-year-old Ala.
I don't want to say anything to the world or to anyone because this is an unjust world. It's deprived of all human values and morals. It only understands the language of power.
Rafah, on Gaza's southernmost edge, is where so many fled seeking safety. Around half the entire population lives here, and despite international opposition, Israel is threatening to launch a major operation on the city. Necessary, it says, in the fight against Hamas. Further violence, too, in the occupied West Bank today. A huge Israeli raid on the Nur Shams refugee camp continues. Bulldozers destroying swathes of the area. Israel says 10 militants have been killed, others detained. Palestinians say the dead include a 16-year-old schoolboy. Close to the city of Nablus, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian villagers. An ambulance driver, who then arrived at the scene, was shot dead, according to local officials. "We went to help the injured people," says this paramedic, "and the settlers shot the ambulance. Behind him, grief and panic." Elsewhere in the region, a blast overnight at an Iraqi military base, host to fighters backed by Iran. It follows an Israeli strike on an airbase near the Iranian city of Isfahan yesterday. Tensions between the two countries had ramped up with an Israeli attack on Damascus earlier this month. Then a massive Iranian missile barrage last week. They now look to be de-escalating.
"If Israel retaliates and comes up with a new adventurism, then we will respond. But if not, then we are done. We are concluded."
But in Gaza, the suffering continues. On average, a child here has been killed or injured every 10 minutes since the conflict began.
Unfortunately, the attack of the Israel army and the killing of Palestinian people does not seem to have a near ending.
A building in Valencia near the center burst into flames on the 22nd of February, causing the death of the people and also some pets. One of the heroes of tragic situation has the doorman on this building. How notified each neighbor of the large fire that was allegedly created by an appliance from the houses. Valencian people supported the firefighters by supplying them with food and water and helping the injured people.
Amelia, Pepe, and Angeles, the three brothers murdered in Morata de Tajuña, Madrid, were victims of a Nigerian scam that left them in the ruin. This situation pushed them to ask for loans that they had not returned, and that could be related to the brutal murder and the burning of their bodies to erase the traces of the tribe's crime.
We are students from José de Churriguera Campus Arts Secondary School, and with this, we finish our little newscast. Let's continue with more news.
Hello, we are a group of fourth-year students from José de Churriguera Secondary School. We are Fran, Hugo, Carlos, and Edwin.
Today, we are going to speak about news and current efforts.
Today's news are:
a millionaire donated $1 million to a resident for unready people.
The great comic and manga creator Akira Toriyama died on 8th of March.
A poor man saved a baby in a fire.
The famous comic and manga creator Akira Toriyama died on the 8th of March 2024 from an acute cerebral hemorrhage, which is bleeding in the brain. It can occur between the brain tissue and the skull or within the brain tissue itself. People mourn his loss, since with his creation he has made it the childhood of many people around the world.
Akira Toriyama created the Dragon Ball series in 1986, of which Akira Toriyama later made more projects, and there are some subsequent sagas, thus having more sagas, which end in Dragon Ball Super. Akira Toriyama was working on his last creation called Dragon Ball Daima before he died. It will be the last project we see of this great artist.
On the 25th of March 2024, I was walking with my family along Calle de Juan Muñoz in Leganés, when we suddenly observed that smoke was coming out of a building. Unfortunately, a house was on fire, and that's when the firefighters, the local police, and the ambulance and paramedics appeared. The firefighters tried to put out the fire and rescue the people who were in the fire. The firefighters managed to get all the people out of the building. Of the people who had left the building, some were injured, and the state paramedics were treating them to see how their condition was, but a very nervous woman told them that her baby was inside.
So the forensics returned before the situation got worse. The people and the baby mother were nervous because the feed cares and the baby had been there for a long time in the building, and they didn't fear faster. Then the mother stayed to cry because she thought that her son would no longer be there. Suddenly, the for her baby, knowing that he was fine, she thanked fearless for saving her son, and at the end of it all, no one got burned and everyone managed to get out alive.
A millionaire donated 1 million euros to a nursing home to make improvements to the facilities inside as well as outside to make it easier for elderly to do sport, to stay fit and not get bored. Mr. Brees, an American businessman, which has helped approximately 200 residents around the world, was the one who donated to the Oakmont resident in Segovia.
This is all for today. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for Radio Churri and Eco Leganés.
Going to interview Veronica. She is our English language teacher assistant. She's from Poland, but she lives in England. Veronica helps us a lot of in the classroom, and we want to know more about her. Thank you for this interview and welcome to Radio 2.
Thank you for having me. It's really nice to be here.
Do you like Spain and why?
I really like Spain. I've enjoyed living here for the past few months. Why? I really like the weather. It doesn't rain anywhere near as much as in the UK. And I like the way of life. It's a lot more chilled and laid back.
Have you got a pet? Why do you like it? I've got one cat back home living with my parents. Her name's Murphy, and I really like her because she's really cuddly and cute. But she also makes me laugh by doing silly things like knocking stuff off tables or running around for no reason.
What have you studied and why?
So at university, I studied history and anthropology. And why? Because I really wanted to learn about different parts of the world and different people and humans in general all over the world.
Do you like Spanish food, and which is your favorite Spanish dish?
I really like Spanish food. There's a lot that I can't eat because I'm a vegetarian and Spanish food has a lot of meat in it. But my favorite food, I would say, is tortilla.
What is your opinion about the rights of the LGBTQA plus community?
So in my opinion, things have definitely changed for the better since I was younger. People's attitudes generally are much better towards LGBTQI plus people. But there's still a lot that needs to happen so that the community lives freely and without any prejudice.
Do you miss your country?
Yeah, I do. I miss my friends and my family. I miss certain places and restaurants, pubs that I used to go to. But I'm sure that I'll be able to do all of that when I go back over the summer.
Have you got a driver's license and a car?
I've got a driver's license, but I don't have a car. I've always lived in cities where you don't really need one to drive, to get around the city.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes, I celebrate Christmas. I'm not religious, but me and my family always get together and exchange presents and eat loads of food together.
What country would you like to travel and why?
So I think the next place I'd really like to go to is Peru, because I love Peruvian food. I think it's really delicious. And I think Peru kind of has everything. You can go to the mountains, you can go to a forest, you can go to the beach, you can see amazing cities, ruins like Machu Picchu, and I'd get to practice Spanish as well.
Do you like Spanish music? Can you give us an example?
So I don't really know that much about Spanish music, but I've listened to a bit more than I knew before since being here. And I really like Rosalia.
What is your favorite English dish?
There's a few that I like. Obviously, fish and chips. It's a classic and it's delicious. But I think one that I have more often, which isn't anything very complicated, it's very simple, is just beans on toast with cheddar cheese. It's really comforting and I like to have it for breakfast.
Do you miss your friends from England?
Yeah, of course I do. Some of them have come to visit me here, which has been really nice. But apart from that, we keep in touch by sending messages or having phone calls. And I'm sure I'll see lots of them over the summers as well.
Do you like rap?
Yeah, I like rap music. There's so many different varieties of it, but so especially when I was younger, one of my favourite artists was Mos Def, so I really like his music.
You could listen to our language assistant at José de Churriguera Secondary School, Veronica. Thank you very much for this interview, Veronica. What song would you like to hear to end this interview?
I would like to hear Cocteau Twins' Cherry Coloured Funk.
Hello, we are Lorena, Alejandra, and Rafa. And we are going to interview Ruben, he's our English teacher at José de Churriguera Secondary School.
He's wonderful, nice, pleasant, and passionate teacher. His way of teaching is charismatic.
Hello, Ruben. Nice to meet you. What is your routine?
Hello, good morning. Okay, thank you very much for the things you've said about me. Well, my routine. I get up very early to come to school, and then I see you here. I try and teach you and explain things the best way I can. And that's it. I like coming to school by bike, and I don't know what other things to say here. You can do more questions if you want.
Do you have any pets? And if you don't have any, what would you like to have?
Well, at the moment, I don't have any pets, except for two snails that my children have at home, and they have been with us for more than 3 years, so I suppose I can consider them pets. I used to have a turtle, but it died the year ago after 36 years. And, well, that's all I can say. I love plants, but I don't have a cat or a dog, something like that.
Where would you like to travel on your vacations and why?
Well, I'm actually traveling with my family to Ireland, okay? My wife is going to study there for a week in advantage of this situation, and I'm going with my children there to visit the country. It's a very nice country.
Okay, why do you like English?
Why do I like English? Well, I think it's a very interesting tool. When you can speak a language, you can communicate with other people. Well, I think English is a very musical language. It has rhythm, it's very practical. And of course, as I said, wherever you travel, you are going to use it. So, also, most of the groups that I have always listened to speak English, so I think it's also a good way to understand the music that I listen to. Of course, if you want to travel abroad, as I said, you're going to need it.
Why did you become a teacher?
Well, I studied English philology, and at the beginning I was not thinking about being a teacher. I was a bit reluctant. But well, after a while, I think I began helping in the school where I studied, and well, I really liked it, and I think that, well, teaching education is the best weapon you have to change the world. That's what Nelson Mandela said, and yes, I think I want to change many things in the world, and only through education I find it the possible way where I can do something in that respect.
What type of music do you like, and what song do you often listen to?
Well, I like many types of music. You are listening now to Stone Roses, the Elephant Song, which is like pop or rock. Well, that's probably the style that I like the most, pop and rock.
What is your favorite season?
Okay, my favorite season is winter. I love the cold weather. So now that we are in June recording with this heat, well, I don't like this. I cannot stand hot weather. And that's why I like winter. I really like being cold. And also because you can put on a lot of clothing that maybe in summer it doesn't matter that you are wearing very few clothes, you are still hot. I cannot stand this, so I prefer winter much better than summer.
What is your favorite festivity and why?
My favorite festivity? I don't know. Maybe Halloween, because people go on costumes and they are celebrating. Well, that's a nice festivity.
Have you got any children?
Yes, I have a son and a daughter. Yes, I have two.
Okay, who are you?
How old do you think I am?
I don't know.
45?
4. Almost 44, yes. 40. So this year I will be 44. Now I am 43, but almost 44, yeah.
What is your favorite food?
Okay, I have no doubts with this. I love migas with a fried egg. That's typical from the region where my family are from, in Guadalajara. And I love migas, yeah. That's my favorite food, you know, that it is made with bread, with red pepper, garlic, bacon, fried eggs. That's really, really nice, and it gives you lots of energy.
What do you love to do the most?
Well, I really like spending time with my family. I like biking, you know, that I usually come to school by bike. I love doing radio. I love being with my students. I don't know, if I have to choose one of those things, I suppose I would choose being with my family.
What is your birthday?
My birthday is on September the 6th.
What song do you want to listen to say goodbye?
Okay, we are listening to the Stone Roses, Elephant Stone. So, okay, let's continue listening to it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for your participation in the interview, Ruben. It was interesting to interview you.
Thank you very much for your participation in this program and in this school. Bye bye.
Bye. Hello, we are Rafa and Lucia, and we are going to talk to you about anxiety.
Anxiety is a natural and normal response of the body to a dangerous or stressful situation. All people can feel this emotion at some point in our lives.
One of the most common anxiety disorders is generalized anxiety, in which people feel constant worry and tension, even for no apparent cause.
We should differentiate between fear and anxiety.
Anxiety is abnormal when it is disproportionate and too long for the triggering stimulus.
Generalized anxiety occurs in 3-5% of adults at some point during the year. Women are twice as likely to present.
And these are Rafa and Lucia from Jose Churriguera High School. Bye.
We hope you have liked this program.
You can listen to more of Let's End Communicate on radiochurri.blogspot.com, ecoleanes.org and audio.urcm.net. Bye.
Bye. Do what you want, you want, you want, do what you want.